God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 41 this morning, and I want to preach a sermon this morning. I am thy God. I am thy God. This morning, I don't know about you, but I do thank God that He is my God. Amen? Isaiah 41 this morning is where we'll be at, starting in verse number 8, and we'll read through verse number 10. Wanting to preach verse number 10, but it'll have to come out of verse number 8. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, Isaiah 41, verse number 8. The inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." There it is. "For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Father God, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing me to stand behind this sacred desk one more time and to proclaim, "Thus saith the Word of God." Father, I thank you this morning that you are my God. I thank you this morning when you sat there and you penned it down that I am thy God. I thank you that it can be so personal in our life, Father God. I thank you for the song that was just sung that we can't even walk without you holding our hand. Father, I thank you for that this morning. I'd pray, Father, for the next few moments that you would just encamp around us this morning. Lord God, that you would speak straight from heaven. Lord, I pray this morning, whoever needs a word, I pray you'd speak to their heart. I pray that you'd speak to my heart, Father. Lord God, I pray that you'd be high and lifted up. Father, I thank you for this week that we've had. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that there's still air in our lungs. I thank you that there's still a little pep in our step. But Father God, I thank you that we still have a building to come in. Lord God, I thank you that your hand's been on us. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for saving my soul from a devil's hell. I ask you to bless in the next few moments. Save who's lost. Bring back who needs to be brought back. Father God, mend who needs to be mend. And bind up who needs to be bound up. And we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. As we come today in Isaiah 41, beginning reading in verse number 8, we see that the Lord God Almighty, He used Isaiah to proclaim a powerful prophetic phrase here. It was powerful when Isaiah penned this down and he said, "I am thy God." And I want you to get this. "And it will no way cast you away." He said, "I am your God and I will in no way cast you away." I want you to think about this morning. God is all in. Are you all in? I thank God for that this morning. And I want to show you in verse number 10 what God has laid on my heart this week. What He has penned down in verse number 10 that has done me so well this week as I read the text. If you'll look with me this morning, I see in verse number 10, number one, as God is with us when we're fearful. Look in verse number 10, He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." You say, "Preacher, what does that mean?" He says, God is with us when we're fearful. Hey, His name is Emmanuel. Hey, God is with us this morning. I want you to know that when you go through a time in your life and fear comes, I want you to know that God is with you. I love what the Bible says. His name is Emmanuel. God is with us. He told here in Isaiah, He said, "Fear thou not." Hey, this morning, I love this. Not only is His name Emmanuel, God is with us. Hey, but His nature is to be right there with us. His name means He's with us. Hey, but His nature means that He's that close to us. And I love what He says here. "Fear thou not, for when thou art dismayed." And you say, what does that mean, being dismayed? I want you to get this. That's when you would be anxious, scared, or in a nervous state. When you get to that place in your life and life has thrown things your way and you say, what does that got to do with me? If you look back to verse number 8, he referenced number 1 there, Jacob. And you remember Jacob and who he was in the Bible. You remember Jacob, he was a thief there. He had stole a birthright. He had stole what not was supposed to be his and he stole it out. Hey, but you know what? He couldn't lie no more. When he met that angel that day, Brother Brent, and he met that angel head on, you know what the angel asked him? He said, what's your name? Hey, no longer could he hide. Hey, no longer could he hide out. Hey, but God knew where he was. And he said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And he said, no longer will your name be called Jacob. Hey, but you'll be called Israel. I thank God this morning when he comes into a person's heart and he saves that individual and he's right there nearby. I want you to know, not only does God come inside of you, hey, but you got a name change. Can I get an amen? He says this morning, be not dismayed, be not anxious, be not scared, be not nervous. Hey, this morning I wrote this down. A lot of times when we wrestle, it may not be with Satan, we may be wrestling with God. When Jacob got wrestling here, as we see in verse 8, but thou Israel are my servant, and Jacob whom I have chosen. Hey, Jacob was a chosen vessel. Hey, but he found himself wrestling with God. But I see number 2 this morning. God is with us when we're fearful. But look in verse number 10. Not only is he with us when we're fearful, but he strengthens us in the fire. Look what the Bible says. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. He said, I'll put a strength on you that you didn't know you had. I'll put it deep down inside of you. When you get weary, you get dismayed, and you don't know where to turn. Sister Laurel, Sister Sawyer this morning, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Hey, when I get to that place, you say, where am I going to find strength? You'll find that strength in the hand of God. Amen. He said this morning, he's with us. Hey, but he strengthened us. And look in verse number 8. Let me show you another man of God that he talked about. And his name was Abraham. Hey, he didn't stop with Jacob, but he went on to Abraham. And here's what he said. Abraham was a friend of God. Hey, but being a friend of God did not exempt him from going through the fire. You remember in Genesis 22, hey, when God told Abraham to take Isaac and go to the top of the mountain. And you know what old Abraham did? He didn't question God. He didn't worry about it. You know what he did? He grabbed Abraham up and top of that mountain they went. And as they got going to the top of that mountain, I want you to know God gave him strength. He was right there with him. And he gave him strength to clave the wood. He gave him strength to cut that wood, Brother JD. I want you to know, as your pastor, there's going to be times that you're going to have to cut some things out of your life, and God's going to call you to do some things. And you say, preacher, how can I do it? He'll do it because God is with you. He'll do it because God's giving you strength. Hey, you ain't got the strength, but he's got all the strength. He said this morning he strengthened him. And as he started going up to the top of that mountain, oh, Isaac said, where's the sacrifice? And he said, God will provide himself. Amen. I thank God this morning that he didn't hang me on the cross, but he hung Jesus on the cross. He said, preacher, how do I have salvation? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. God is with us when we're fearful. God strengthened us in the fire. You know what he told his to 2 men that went with him? He said, me and the lad will go up and we will return. This morning, if you say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through, you remember this, that God is on your side. Amen? Number 1, God is with us when we're fearful. God is with us, he strengthens us in the fire to cleave the wood, to climb the mountain, and to offer up what he's called us to offer up, because he is our provider. Oh, but look with me in verse number 10 also. God is with us when we're fearful. God strengthens us in the fire. Man, when you go through that fire, God strengthens you like never before. If you can't go through the fire, you're in trouble. As a Christian, a fire is going to come. Things are going to come your way. Things is going to battle you. Things is going to come. And you remember this morning, that your strength relies in God alone. Your strength relies in what God does inside of you and through you in spite of you. Amen. Woo, glory. When he gets down on a person, I want you to know, and he starts mashing, not only will he be there with you, not only will he strengthen us, but look in verse number 10. He said, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. Don't get upset. Man, the other night when the storms come, listen to me, I got fearful. I got fearful. He said, where'd you go? I come to the church because I ain't got a storm cellar yet. He said, why'd you come to the church? It's my safe haven. It's my safe haven. And as we come into the church and we sit back there, I want you to know, as we come in and we said and we weathered out the storms, we thought it was gone. And we took out going home, and as we got going home, I want you to know we got going up and down them hills, and it hadn't passed yet. We got caught right slap in the middle of it. You said, "Preacher, what'd you do? Stop?" No, I kept marching on because I knew if I could get through the storm, there'd be a sunshine on the other side. Hey, this morning, God's in here. He's in us. He's strengthening us, and He's with us all the way of our lives. If you're in a storm this morning, you listen to me. You keep mashing on through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because there's sunshine on the other side. Oh, but He says, not only is He with us, not only is He strengthens us, but look with me in the text. And He said, "I will help you." Oh, not only is He with us, not only is He strengthening us, but God helps us from failing. From failing. Have you ever felt like a failure? Felt like a true failure. You're doing everything you can do, but you feel like a failure. You feel like you let God down. Feel like you let your family down. You just feel like a failure. You ever felt like that? I don't know about you, but I have. And you listen to me. The one that God will never make you feel like a failure. God will never put the punishment. He put the punishment on His Son. He put His punishment on His Son. He's not going to make you feel like a failure. You know who makes you feel like a failure? Satan. Satan. The one that hates your guts and hates mine. Look here. He said, "I will help thee." He'll help us from failing. Look in verse number 8 of the text. Not only have we seen Emmanuel, God be with us, and He was with Jacob. Not only did He see He strengthen us through the fire as He did with Abraham. But we see in verse number 10, God helps us from failing as He did with the children of Israel. He said, "But thou Israel." He said, I want you to know the children of Israel, they failed many times, but God never did. As they went through that wilderness and they went through and they didn't do what He wanted them to do. And in Numbers 11:1 it said, "And when the children complained, it displeased God, but God was always faithful." This morning what I'm trying to tell you is He is God and He is going to be there with you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to help you from failing. He's going to lead you through. He'll provide with you when you fail. When you fail, He's your provider. He's the one that's going to pick you back up. Hey, He'll protect you when you fail. When you get to that place and you don't understand, you keep relying on God. He's the one that'll pick you up. Amen. He keeps His promises even when we fail. Even when we fail, He keeps His promises. I heard a story about a little boy and said, man, he was struggling so bad to learn how to shoot a gun. And every time he'd go to shoot that gun, Brother Brent, he would shoot and he'd miss the bullseye a little to the right. He'd miss it a little to the left, a little high, a little low. Every once in a while, he'd hit the bullseye. Every once in a while. And he went to a guy that was supposed to be sure enough good. And when he walked out there to the place they was going to shoot the gun, and a man was supposed to be there with him. The man was supposed to strengthen him. And the man was supposed to help him. You listen to me this morning. Not everybody's a help. Not everybody's a help. Can I get a witness? Not everybody's a help. And said as he went out, he looked, and the man on a tree, he had a bullseye. And right in the middle of that bullseye, Brother O.J., he had hit the bullseye. And all over his property, he had places he had been shooting and shooting the bullseye. And that young man couldn't understand it. He asked that man, he said, "How do you always hit the bullseye? How do you always, as good as you are, man, you're so good, you're so slick, you're so smooth, you're so good. How do you always hit the bullseye? How do you always hit the target? How are you always right on? And I can't hardly ever get right or hit right or hit the bullseye." He said, "Oh, son, it's easy. Shoot, then draw your target. Shoot, then draw your target around it, and you all hit the bullseye every time." Can I say to you this morning, but that ain't right. Can I say to you this morning, that's not right. That's false. And that leads people in the wrong direction and down the wrong path. That's not right. That's false. You listen to me this morning. You're not always going to hit dead on. You're not always going to hit the bullseye. You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. You're going to falter. You're going to come short. And you're going to have to rely on the blood of Jesus Christ. He says, "I'll strengthen thee, I'll help thee, and I am with you." And when you feel like failing and you say, "I don't know what to do, I'm ready to give in and give up," you remember He died for you. And He's not giving up, He's there for you. He's there for you. You say, "Preacher, it's hard for me to hit the bullseye." You're not going to hit it every time. "Preacher, you don't understand." Oh, yes, I do understand. You're not going to hit it every time. There's going to be times in your life you're going to come up short. You're going to have the right gun, the right bullet. You're going to have everything right where you think it is. And you're going to pull the trigger and you're going to come up short. But you listen to me. You may fail, but He don't. He don't this morning. He don't this morning. This morning, you know who our scale is around here? You know who our bullseye is around here? Jesus. He's never let me down. He's never faltered one time. He's never failed one time. Them trees fell the other night, and they was laying across the road, and Mama called, and when Mama calls, you go, amen, 12:30 in the morning. Mama calls, you go. And as we got out there, there was all the fire department, and they was all dressed from head to toe. Brother Heath, I had on an old white T-shirt and some coveralls. I shouldn't have wore them. It was too hot to have that on. It's coming a flood. And I said, I'm not dressed the way I should be to work right now, but if you don't mind, I got my saw, and I'd love to jump in and help you. They said, right now, it's an emergency. Jump in. Can I say to you this morning, you may be where you're at in your life right now, and you say, man, I need help. I'm not where I need to be, but you listen to me this morning. You know what God says? Just jump right on in. Just jump right on in. It's an emergency. It's a time to help. It's a time to know that God will strengthen you. He'll guide you and He'll protect you and He'll keep you from failing. He said, I want you to know in the Word that He loves us. I want to show you the fourth thing this morning as we get down to the end, and I want to show you this. Number one, God's with us when we're fearful. And number two, He strengthens us in the fire. He helps us from failing. When we think we're failing, He helps us. But I want to give you this, and this is what I love about more than any of it. Is that the gas pumps Friday? Gas pumps. Mac, Jack Rabbit Swims pumping gas. Brother JD and a hat on my hat said save, period. I love that hat. I got Oreo cookie on the side of my rider grabbing it. I stand there pumping my gas, and this young man standing across from me, he's standing right across from me there, Brother Shay. And I said, hey man, how you doing? You go to church anywhere? He said, yeah, and he told me where he went to church. And I said, okay. He said, to you? I said, yes, sir. I'm pastor at Union Chapel Baptist Church. Oh, I know who you are. He said, but I don't believe like you. I thought, well, if you've never heard me and you don't know me, you just know of me, how do you know what I believe? But that period messes people up. Jake Gunner, that period get on somebody. He said, I don't believe in eternal security. I believe a man's got to work his way to, he's got to work it. You get saved and you've got to work it. You've got to work it. You just can't get saved and one day go to heaven. You've got to work it. He said, preacher, you just let it go. Oh, no. I had to tell him what I believed and why I believed it. Amen. I said, you see this hat? He said, yeah, it says saved. I said, get past the saved part. Look at the period. That period means I ain't done nothing for it and I couldn't do nothing to keep it and I can't do nothing to lose it. Saved, period. And look what he said. Whoa, glory. Man, we had church right there, and he said, oh, I got to go. I'm running late. You listen to me. I just don't stand in here and preach the gospel. Listen to me this morning. I want you to know I believe God. I believe God, and I believe what He does, and I believe what Brad, and I used the same illustration that Brother Brad told at Broken Lives one day, and I told the young man, he had had a meth problem addiction. Listen to me this morning. Don't you get caught up in the things of this world. And he said, well, I ain't done meth in 19 months. And I said, you cannot do meth in 19 months and still die and go to a devil's hell. It ain't what you've quit doing. It's who you put your faith and trust in God alone. And Jesus bled and died on an old rugged cross, and He has saved you from a devil. Devil's hell. Friends, listen to me. You can quit drinking and go to hell. You can quit doing meth and go to hell. You can quit adultery and go to hell. It's in the blood of Jesus Christ that we make it to heaven. Boy, it blowed his mind standing there, Brother Harold. It blowed his mind. You can quit all you want. Brother Brad used illustration. Can I use it, brother? Amen. Brother Brad used this illustration of broken lives. He said, I wished I could tell y'all I was strong. I wished I could tell y'all that I had all the strength. He said, but if you put me in a room slap full of crystal meth and needles, I'm saved, but if you put me in a room slap full of crystal meth and needles and close the door and lock me in for a week, I can't promise you I wouldn't do nothing. You see, don't you get caught up in what you quit doing. Because listen to me, if it's because what you quit doing, when you do it again, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be the weakest thing you've ever seen. You're going to be this Christian. You know what you do when you get there and you understand that God is the one that saved you and that He is on the throne. He's the one strengthening you. He's with you. He's beside you all the way. You just sit right there on that plane. You say, I don't know what's going to come my way this week, but I do know this. By His blood, by His stripes, I am healed. My brother Brad said this, I can't promise you that I won't use. I told that boy at the pump that. So Brother Brad said, here's what I do. I just don't go in that room. I just don't go in that room. If I went around this room right now to everybody that's saved, and I'm not doing it, don't raise your hand. And I ask you, have you said a cuss word since you've been saved? And you don't raise your hand. But if you've said one, and you believe and you're keeping your salvation, you're going to hell right now. If I go around this room right now, and I ask you, and you're a man in here, and you've looked upon a woman, you've not touched her, but you've looked and lusted, you're going to hell right now. If I go around this room and there's jealousy in your heart, there's envy in your heart, you're going to hell right now. If you believe it's anything but the blood. I'm telling you this morning, the devil is using it for a lie. He's using it for a crutch. He don't want you to put your hope and trust in the blood of Jesus. He's wanting you to think it's you, what you've done. But it's what he's done. He said, preacher, I don't believe that. Jesus is the way. He said, I am the way. Not Brother BJ. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man, that puts you and me in there, cometh to the Father except by Him. I'm going to finish right here with this. Not only does He strengthen us, not only He keeps us in the fire, helps us. Keeps us from failing, Brother JD. Such a failure, man. So undeserving to stand behind this sacred dais. What gives you the authority? Just get on your knees and ask the Lord. He don't only keep us out of the fire and from failing, but He keeps us from falling. God. Look with me in verse 10. Have you ever felt like you fail? Have you ever been dreaming and you felt like you failed when you was dreaming and you woke up where you hit? They always say if you don't wake up, you die. I woke up every time. I don't do heights, David Barnes. They rag me about I don't do heights and I don't do darkness. I told them that I got saved because I don't like the dark. Huh? Look what he says. I want you to get this in verse 10. I will. Everywhere in here is I am, and I will. I am, and I will. When you ain't strong enough, I will. When you're in the fire, I will. When you're failing, I will. But when you're falling, I will hold you from falling. Look what he says in verse 10. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see, what has got me this morning, preacher? The blood of Jesus Christ. With His right hand, He keeps you from falling. And with His righteousness, He presents you blameless before God. With His right. Isaiah said, listen. Isaiah said, your righteousness is as filthy rag. The best you can do, Roy. The best you can do working with these kids, driving the church van, doing all your righteousness is filthy. Mine's filthy rags. Isaiah said it is as filthy. It's of no count, no values, no good. So how do I present myself? How am I presented before a holy God? By the righteousness of Jesus Christ. See, you just see me as old Brother BJ, bald-headed. But when God looks down, He sees the blood of Jesus. Covered my sin, washed it as white as snow. Turn with me in closing to Hebrews 7:24. I thank God they sung that song. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. The mountain's too high. Brother Garrett, son, the valley's just way too low. Down on my knees is where I learned to stand, son. I am thy God. Last point. God holds us from falling. Hebrews 7:24. But this man, talking about Jesus Christ. Woo, Hebrews 7:24. But this man, because he continueth forever and hath an unchangeable priest. Oh, glory. Son, that place, unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that call unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make an intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, made higher than the heavens. This man needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did, say it with me. For this he did. For this he did once. For this he did once when he offered up himself. This morning, I want you to know that God's telling you, I am your God. I am your God. God's all in when you're fearful. God's all in when you're in the fire. God's all in when you feel like you're failing. And God's all in to keep you from falling. The question is, are you? Are you all in this morning? And to be, how do I get all in? Put all your trust, hope, and faith in Jesus Christ. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Father, I love you. I thank you for this day. Father, I thank you so much for the finished work of Calvary. Father, I thank you for the salvations this week. I thank you for the baptisms tonight. I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I thank you for your unchanging priesthood. Lord, I thank you this morning that you strengthen us, you're with us, you uphold us. And Lord, I'm praying this morning, whoever in here is fearful, that they come to this altar and they give it to you and quit being fearful. Whoever's in the fire right now, I pray they come and let you just walk through that fire with them. Whoever right now feels like a failure and ain't nothing they can do is right, I pray they come up here and realize that you're the one that'll take care of them. And that one that's scared about falling, I pray you'd let them know it's by the blood. Father, I love you. And I sure thank you for Calvary. Because without the blood, I'd be hell bound. I love you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.